Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hey there.
Welcome to the show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about our offer campaign time frame, the 30-day time frame. So once that thing gets in the mail, what to expect, almost day by day, I guess, for the first 30 days. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Bradley asks, he said, "Hello, land investors. I'm looking to make land investment via data a potential career. I was hoping I could find the answers to a few questions below. Thanks in advance. How much capital should I have to start, including the Land Academy cost and presumed mailing of 2,000 offers per month?" So one of our guys, this is really cool, already weighed in. So I'm going to read his reply here. Chaz replied, "Presuming capital isn't an issue, how many should a total of real estate novice send out? Hold on a second. And how much learning should I do before sending out mailers if I want to start ASAP? Well, the program should be enough to get started. With that, it's hard to say how much learning is enough, like the last show. Send one mailer of 1,500 letters before making any decisions on monthly numbers."
That's great advice. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what we've said since we started this land investor scenario. About 1,500 letters for the first month, and just to see what they go. This is actually timely. This is a good question. Mm-hmm. It has to do with our show also.
Sure.
1,500 mailers. I think you should have, what, 5,000, maybe $10,000 for acquisition money. Mm-hmm. Or access to it, you know, money.
Depending on what your budget is, it might be $50,000 to $100,000.
And I think about $2,000 is a lot per month. You're going to need a lot less than that to actually.
On the mailers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus with the and Land Academy fees and the whole thing.
Right.
It's less than that. It's probably closer to, I don't know, $1,000.
Right.
But, you know, you could get. There are people in the group, and we get, you know, 10, 15, 20 transactions out of one mailing campaign. So that keeps you busy for a long time if you're new.
It does.
And then you want to get them sold and catch up. So a lot of people think that there's a schedule. But here's my point to this. A lot of people think it's like a machine. So when you're brand new, you don't just sit and say, "I want to make a machine out of it. I'm going to send out 1,500 mailers on the third of every month. I'm going to allocate $12,000 each month for acquisitions. I'm going to sell $24,000 each, bang, bang." It just doesn't go that way. It does for us, quite honestly, now, but we're, what, 25 years into this, 20 years into it. So go ahead, Jill.
So having
said
that.
She just raised her hand like we were in school.
I did.
Kind of like it. It makes me feel tingly.
Thank you. Having said that, so, but it is good to have a schedule and push yourself, though. I will say this. Some of my real successful folks have really sat down and tasked themselves and stuck to their schedule. Like, all right, this week I will learn how to and pick a county. Next week, I will learn how to go in and download the data. Next week, I will learn how to do all this stuff and push and push and push, and that's not bad.
This is actually the show, so I'm going to say these two sentences. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out. It's a good segue.
Okay.
Reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, offer campaign time frame, the first 30 days. This is the meat of the show. So, Jill, I was thinking you could take, just like you were before I interrupted you.
Sorry.
You could take what happened. You
know, I got all excited.
I love your time frame thing. So take that. And then once it gets in the mail, I'll take it from there about what you should expect for 30 days.
Okay. Week one. Learn all you can. Let's just say you've got, let's just pretend you're one of our members. You have all of our resources here, so you're learning the whole business. Okay, so spend some time on that. You know, get a good idea of beginning, middle, end of how this whole thing works, buying it, doing the transaction, posting it for sale, selling it. Got it. Now week two, I'm gonna pick a county. I know what to do. I'm gonna spend nothing but this week picking a county. I'm gonna look at the census maps. I'm gonna do everything Jack tells me to do. You know, I'm gonna look at all these, you know, indicators, and now I've got my county and I know the size property. I know, you know, I have all those answers. Week three, now I'm going to go in and I'm going to get to know this data. And I'm going to spend this week getting comfortable. I'm not going to be a pro. It's going to take a whole lot of time, but I'm going to get a little comfortable
exactly
with this county and downloading this data set and looking at it and knowing like, oh, okay, legal description, APN, acreage, zoning, you know, owner name, owner address, situs address if there is one, you know, all that stuff. I'm going to learn what all this stuff is. Now, okay, so that's week, am I on week three? Week four, now I'm going to put this together with my my mailer. I'm going to get my data set and I've priced it. That was part of my get comfortable too. I kind of had that figured out, my pricing, make it into a pretty mailer and get it to my printer to go out in the mail. Is this where you jump in, Jack?
Yep.
Okay.
So, and let's say you used offers to owners, which is about to launch. So you get with our in-house person to do your mail merge, you get it to letter stream effectively, it's all correct, and bang, you push the button. What happens, this is what the show is really about, what happens after those 30 days? I mean, and why do I choose 30 days instead of 1 week? Letter stream, it's no accident that we came on letter stream. They're now the number, I don't know, probably the eighth mailing company that we've gone through mm-hmm. over these years. And they're truly are in the 21st century. So the mailer gets out, goes in the mail, goes out that day or the next day. And it takes about 2 weeks. In about a week to 2 weeks, you're going to start to get some pretty negative feedback from people that are angry about the fact that you priced what they think their property is a lot less. And so most people, when they're brand new, they look at that, and they say, this didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So the hate comes first.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're gonna get some calls coming in that says, you know, I talked to my husband about this, and I think we do wanna sell the property. We might not wanna sell it for this price, but let's talk about putting a deal together.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're gonna get some letters signed, executed purchase agreements back in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And then about around day 30-ish, if it all goes relatively well, you're gonna have you and your seller are gonna one, two, or maybe 10 are gonna say, yeah, let's do this deal. And so at that point, you can close a deal yourself, you can close it through title, or use one of the tools that we have available to help you get it done. So I created this topic because a couple of people are kind of freaking out. We've had some people freak out. Well, we've had incredible celebration
it's
stories.
It's kind of funny, yeah.
Celebration stories, but there's just a couple where they flip their
lips. They panic.
Yeah.
Like, panic. Wait, it didn't work. Nobody's calling me. I'm like, hold on.
Oh, and then by the time the message gets to us, they're like, oh, no, forget
about
it. It's fine.
And there it goes. That's what happens. It's like almost at least once a month, but sometimes more often on our weekly member calls, people go, I just sent out 5,000 offers. What's the big deal? And then everybody kind of goes, ha, 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 just wait. And then when the guy disappears because he can't get off the phone.
Yeah. I read an article in Fast Company a while ago, and it's at Fast Company magazine.
Yep.
And it said, when someone on your team or close to you at work asks a question or they're stuck with something and they send you an email about it, however you correspond, wait at least an hour, because more than half of them will respond.
They'll
back
answer their
and
own
say,
question.
They'll say, oh, no, forget it. I got it.
That's really true, actually.
So it's ironic.
You're
that
right.
It's called Fast Company. Because, you know, my gut reaction is when I get stuff like that, especially from you, Joe, is like to remedy it right away. And even then, it's like, oh, no, I got it.
Wait for it. Give it a minute. You know what, Jack? It's funny. Actually, I never thought about it, but I subconsciously do that anyway. I see people's questions and I go, did you really mean to ask me that? Because if you sit back and reread your email, you're not going to ask this question. You're going to go, oh, like you just said. Sometimes they don't even realize they just answered their question themselves in the question.
Yeah.
So
in the same article.
Exactly.
In the same article, they said 90% of the day's work gets done before noon.
Oh, I totally believe that.
I do too.
Because afternoon, I'm in goof-off mode.
Oh,
so
me too.
It's coming up real
7
quick.
7 days a week, actually.
Sometimes at 4 noon.
There's a reason this show airs at 3.
You know, I'm really good between 9 and 11 in the morning. It's good. You used to tell me, remember, when you and I first met and I had a different job, and you watched me kill it, and you kind of figured out, you know, Jill, I just realized you work really hard 3 days a week. And I said, I absolutely do.
It's closer to 2 now, but that's
thank
fine.
You. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, look out. Thursday, Friday, I don't know.
I love when you don't even show up on Friday. That means like that you felt good about whatever happened this week. And that's honestly,
it's going to happen this Friday.
I've never said that to you.
Thank you.
That's an indicator.
I didn't know that.
It's an indicator that you're happy with whatever happened that week.
Do you know, it's funny because sometimes I do both. I do that, and then sometimes I get involved in a project that I'm just so happy with that I stay with it. I mean, you've seen me in my office and it's getting dark and I'm just like really dark and I'm like, I'm just loving it. I'm on a project that I'm on a roll. I don't want to stop.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I'm doing some stuff right now that I love doing too, mm-hmm. which is content editing and video. We're videoing the new programs that are coming out and writing a lot. And those are the things that I love doing.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say this out loud, but buying and selling real estate, because I've done it for what, almost 25 years now, it's not the first thing that I love to do mm-hmm. anymore. But pays the bills.
Well, you know, it's funny. I still get excited about the transaction, but I now get more excited about other people's transactions than
Me
my
too.
Own.
I like to see other people's mm-hmm. successes.
That's it. When I hear so-and-so just made X amount of dollars, I'm like, holy cow, yay. That's my motivation.
And that's why I created landcrowdfund.com, because we're all going to watch each other's transactions now and help them along the way.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot. Have you looked in the back of the deal board, by the way, recently? I was looking at it the other day. I'm like, holy cow.
That's going to replace deal board. Land crowdfund. You just post it up there and you get funded and get it sold.
Huge.
I mean, it's pretty cool.
That little, you know what? And that's one of those that just kind of came along. We needed a way to share stuff. We needed a way to share deals. We just kind of came up with that real quick. And then who knew it would be so great?
You know, that's a plug-in into a WordPress site. Mm-hmm. And you're right. We slapped that together and we're like, I don't know. Let's see if this works.
An hour.
Well, I just got an email from the guy that designed that plugin. And he said, hey, thanks. You guys are our number one customer.
Cool.
We're like, you're our largest customer. You use it the most.
Yeah. It's awesome.
It's really cool.
It's really good. Did we answer this okay?
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Okay, good. All right.
I mean, do you
know? Well, I'm going to sum it up with this. It takes time. You got to be patient. You did everything right. You will get some juice back. What's funny is every one of our members that said, oh, I totally goofed that up, they're like, well, what was the end result? I bought four.
I know, I doubled my money.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, I did it all wrong, but we all laughed about it. And then I still bought it, you know, kind of thing. It's all good.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information that's me.
And inspiration that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to fill dead air and buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
This is the greatest excuse for me to get out of work, this show, that there ever was that I ever came up with.
Right.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition.
And avoiding work.
What are you working on today?
This show.
That's it?
Right now. I don't know. Boy, that's a good question. Actually, offers to owner stuff is what I'm working on.
I think tomorrow's Friday or this is Friday. I don't know
what day it is.
Maybe we could just be done with work right after this, in like 3 minutes after the show is over.
I vote that.
I do too.
Okay, done.
Nice. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.